I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Auntie Vera, well, I haven't heard her for probably a couple of months now. Miss Wes and... Miss Wes has got this weird new co-host. If any of you don't listen to the Live It Up podcast, you should check it out. Miss Wes, who... for some reason just couldn't manage to hoist himself into doing a podcast by himself because he didn't have anyone to talk to or something. And again, I might point out that Big Fatty does a 20-minute show every day where he has no one to talk to and, you know, says nothing. But hey, we all still listen. Even Auntie Vera listens. But yeah, poor old Miss Wes just couldn't cope doing a podcast alone, so now he has got someone who will talk for Britain, and that is the one, the only, the effervescent, the probably not fluorescent, because no doubt he wears black or grey clothing and a great big long Matrix kind of trench coat, and sits in the dark, naked under his trench coat, playing World of Whatever all day. But besides those minor technicalities, the Daniel Brewer? I don't know.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Sits in the dark, naked under his trench coat, playing,
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 748 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 15th of December, 2010. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I hope I can finish opening all these packages and y'all have more cards. Oh, take a seat. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, as far as Big Fatty is concerned, there are no more work days after today in 2010. Yes, Big Fatty, it sounds lovely. And so, y'all, I'm looking forward to having more than 2 weeks off, and just being y'all. It's almost as if I'm going to be a resident of Walnut Hill. Y'all, I'm just going to be a sloth. I'm going to lay in the bed, and I'm going to watch the Hot Topics on The View, and then I'm going to switch over and watch The Price is Right. I ain't going to watch Judge Judy, though. No, I ain't watching that shit. But, and then, y'all, I'm going to bitch and complain, and then at night, I'm going to drink myself into a stupor. Yes, Big Fatty, and don't forget Straight Bob is coming. Right. Y'all, I'm going to open up today's little window on the holiday countdown that my grandson sent to me. Y'all, we still do not have a winner yet. Not a winner yet, Big Fatty, but you keep on scratching. Keep on scratching. A medicated salve or the edge of a quarter, each one of those will work. Y'all, it is a drum, and I don't think I've gotten another drum before. Just looking here quickly. No, not a winner yet, Big Fatty. No winner there. Y'all, I realized I have still got, 5, 6, 7, scratch-offs, from the Red FF Pup, Michael over there in the UCK, and, y'all, I've got the ones that Brian and David sent to, Poodle McNoodle that she shared. With me, but y'all, one thing that I got in the mail the other day, and I've kind of been not really talking about this, but y'all, I got a thing from the Nielsen Corporation, And y'all, that is where they ask you, what do you watch on the TV machine, Big Fatty? And y'all, they sent me a survey, and y'all, inside the envelope was two. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? Y'all, it was not one, but two. Crisp, the good crisp ones. Oh, I know the Nip loves the good crisp ones. But anyway, y'all and I did the little survey, and they said, thank you for participating. And y'all, they're going to get back with me if I meet their qualifications. But y'all, the $2 is mine to keep regardless. Yes, Big Friday, that is just lovely. Now, y'all, I'm expecting a visit by Larry Cly, and it'll probably occur during the middle of recording today's a little show, because later today is the crema party at the coal mine, and y'all, he is making some sort of macaroni and cheese with bacon or something like that, but he needs to borrow my oven, and so he's coming over to do that. And yo, Big Fatty, I'm doing my sausage balls. Big Fatty, are you getting vulgar when you're saying things like that? Well, actually, I'm not. But y'all, I found a recipe. Y'all, if you go to the Hillshire Farms website and click over there and click. What is it? It's Go Meat. GOMEAT. Big Fatty, that sounds like something you'd come up with. Oh, y'all, that is the Chick-fil chicken, egg, and cheese bagel. Had that for breakfast, a late breakfast, because I had to do the blood work. And anyway, I have to go back in a couple of weeks to get the results. But y'all, if you go over to gomeat.com and click on Lil Smokies, y'all, there's a recipe over there for the bacon-wrapped brown sugar Little Smokies. And y'all, I'm going to try these. I'm going to see how they do. Y'all, you need one package of the Little Smokies and a package, a 12-ounce package of sliced bacon and a cup of packed brown sugar. Y'all, what you do is you cut each piece of bacon into three or four pieces, and you wrap them around the Little Smokies, and attach them with a toothpick, and y'all, then you're gonna bake them in a baking pan and sprinkle them with the brown sugar and bake it for 15 to 20 minutes or until the bacon is browned and the brown sugar melts and forms a sauce. Lovely, Big Fatty. Just lovely. And y'all, I think I'm going to make those, because that just sounds lovely. And I'm going to give it the old college try. And y'all, if they're delicious, I may take them to the horror crema party, which will be this Saturday night. Yes, Big Fatty, it sounds wonderful. Now, y'all, I went by the P.O. box because I had to put 13 cards in the mail. And, y'all, by the way, I found out Nort forgot to send me his address. So he sent me his address, so that's another one I got to take care of. And, y'all, I found out that the big penis calendar came from my youngest daughter, Nessa. Yes, Big Fatty, she loves a big penis just like you. But, y'all, while I was there, I picked up a couple of cards that were in the box, and y'all, what? The first one is from Trucker Alex, it looks like. And oh, Lord, look at here, y'all. You open it up, and there it's got a red foil on the inside of the envelope. Y'all, that is fancy when it's a red foil. And y'all, look at that. And y'all, it is a red and white card, and it's got three white trees on it. Racist, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie. Big Fatty, shit just fell out of your card. Oh, dear Gussie. It's all over the floor now. But it's good shit, y'all. Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, it is covered in glitter. It is just shimmering in glitter. And y'all, you open it up and it says, Merry Lottery Palooza. And I didn't even know they made red foil cards. With the very best wishes for the holidays and the new year. Love ya, Trucker Alex and Bob. And you know Bob stands for Big O' Bottom. And, well, Trucker Alex and Bob, that is a lovely card. And, y'all, the red foil really is a touch of fancy. I don't think I've seen that before either. But, y'all, in here, there are more scratch offs. Big Freddy, you're going to have arthritis from doing all these scratch-offs. Y'all, they've got the Betty Boop. That's a $2 card. Then there's a Holiday Surprise, which is a $1 card. The Holiday Cash, that is a $1 card. And the Happy Holidays, which is a $1 card. Now, y'all, these are from all over. There's a Georgia Lottery. There's a Hoosier Lottery. There's a North Kakalaki and a South Kakalaki. So, y'all, needless to say, Trucker Alex can just redeem them in whatever city he's in. Thank you, Trucker Alex. Or you could just send Bob. Yes, Big Freddy. Send that big old bottom. Now, y'all, the next one is from Zig. It is from that groomer Zig out there in the California. Y'all, I've been getting a lot from California. I think people are getting excited because Big Fatty is coming to the left coast. Y'all, this one, oh, it has got a picture of Santa Claus on the front of it. And it says, No Me Canzo De Decirlo. What the fuck does that mean? Big Fatty, it's written in Mexican. And then you open it up. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Y'all, it is a Mexican crema card. Dear Gussie, y'all, oh, dear Gussie, it's still singing. Y'all, and it says, Que esta Navidad si la major de todas. Y'all, I don't know, have any idea what it means. Y'all, that is that blind man that's singing there, I think. And, y'all, it says, Merry Crema, and hell if I know what this card says. Hugs, Groomer Zig. Y'all, that is just lovely. Now, y'all, you know the event. I never did hear anything back from Rebecca to see if that is a person. So, anyway, I don't know. Maybe not. No! We don't know, Big Freddy! So, but y'all, I'm going to open up. y'all, I'm going to have to get my scissors over here because, you know, old people need scissors to open their cards and packages. Y'all, this one does have a return address on it, and y'all, I believe this is from my grandson, who, you know, sent me the scratch off, the holiday countdown scratch off, and it's just lovely. And y'all, let's see what this is. Yeah, it's from Wisconsin, just around the corner from you know, he lives just around the corner from Tara in Michigan. Y'all, it says, enjoy, they taste like suntan lotion to me. Ah! Well, when's the last time my grandson ate suntan lotion? Big Freddy, the last time he saw you, he probably was trying to ingest something to kill the vulgarness. And y'all, it is a bag of the coconut M&Ms. So y'all, I will give those a try. And it says, love your grandson, Stephen. Y'all, I'm just going to open them up right now. Can you hear that? Can you hear that, huh? Can you hear that? Okay. It smells like M&Ms. Y'all, I'm going to have to use the scissors on the M&Ms too. Y'all, you just lose the strength in your hands. as you get old. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, I'm just going to try them and see if they taste like suntan lotion. No, I don't think they taste like suntan lotion. It tastes a little bit like a Mounds with a crunchy shell. Now, y'all, the next one has a return address on it also. And y'all, it has come par avion. And y'all, it has a Faroe Islands postmark on it. And y'all, I have no idea who that could be from. So y'all, we're just going to have to open it up. This is going to be a super surprise as to see who this might be from. Because y'all, I can't think of anybody that lives in the Faroe Islands. But maybe I'll get up here in a second. In a second, y'all. And it is, oh dear God. Oh, this is vulgar. Oh my God. Oh, this is horrible. Y'all, it is like a ring toss. It is Mr. Big Man Bottle Stopper. And it's not a ring toss at all. Y'all, Larry Clyde just walked in the door. He's going to be doing his holiday bacon. Y'all, it looks like a ring toss, but y'all, it's actually a bottle stopper. And it's kind of like the big penis catalog that I got yesterday. Larry Clyde, do you want to look at that for a second? All right, come on over here. Here, it's right here. And my daughter Nessa sent that to me. I said, hello, Mr. October.
And hello, Mr. November.
Oh, wow, there you go. But this looks like a ring toss. But it's a bottle stopper, y'all, and it's like his penis goes down into the bottle. And that is cute as it can be. Have you ever had a coconut M&M? Here, try some. My grandson sent that to me. And y'all, there's a card here. There's a card here from that Beaver. And y'all, it says, Dear Gussie, is that Vera with that fancy feathered hat? Oh, y'all, that's on the front. Y'all, I have to put this in with the Christmas cards. I believe it is Vera with the fancy feathered hat on the front of this. I can see Gooch and Daniel B. and Little Miss West. Is that Little Nessa also? Larry H. Vader. And, of course, who is that? Oh, Esmeralda the Wonder Dog. Isn't it just lovely to have a family visiting for the crema? Happy crema, Big Fatty, and thanks for all the fun and gas. Best of luck for 2011 with all our love, Kim Beaver and the wife, of course. Oh, excuse me. And Cousin Michael. Okay, so, you know, she's so nice, y'all. She mentions her second cousin twice removed all the time. Y'all, these are really pretty good. They don't taste like, do you think they taste like suntan lotion?
No, they're way better than I expected.
Yeah, they're like mounds with a crunchy shell. Mm-hmm. A lot better than I expected.
Speaking of mounds, where's your wine glasses?
Oh, they're in the thing above the washing machine. Wine glasses, y'all. It sounds like there's gonna be a hootenanny in here. Y'all, I've still got one package here, and it doesn't have a return address label on it. And y'all, it's a big package, but I'm just not gonna have time.
Did you want some?
Yes. What kind of question is that? Oh! Oh, dear, I see. Y'all, while we're waiting for the time to run out, y'all, I'm gonna scratch another one of these mystic dogs from that red FF pup. What do I have to do here? Match three to win. So we're going to see what we've got here. We've got 500 pounds. And then we've got 40 pounds. And we've got 6,000 pounds. Y'all, that sounds like Vera. And another 6,000 pounds. And a 5-pound. And a 5-pound. And a 500-pound. And a 40-pound. Are we going to be a winner? Are we going to be a... And a 2-pound. Not a winner, Big Fatty. So sorry. However, y'all, that little Aussie battler, I think, is becoming more and more like Vera.
He's in the dark, naked under his trench coat, playing,
That's just vulgar, Scotty. Pass the suntan lotion.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.